Hey guys, welcome to the September 24th Daily Accelerator. My name is Caitlin, and today we're going to be jumping into the book of Daniel. At the beginning of today's reading, we see Daniel encountering an angelic being who has a message and vision to give to Daniel, but was detained in doing so because of a spiritual battle that he got caught up in. But was eventually able to get to Daniel to get him this vision that he wanted Daniel to see and experience. This talk about a spiritual battle that happened between this angel and another kind of angelic, otherworldly being definitely makes us curious as we read, and I'm sure that a lot of us as we read that want to know more about spiritual warfare and things of that nature along that line. But today I'm actually just going to focus in on the vision that's given to Daniel and the prophecy that was fulfilled in the vision that he was given. The chapters that we're reading out of Daniel today have incredible accuracy and line up with how history has played out. It's unlike any other prophecy in the entire Bible, actually. When you see the things that were predicted to happen and how they line up perfectly in history. It's remarkable. But Daniel also includes prophecy that has not yet come, that will come under a future Antichrist. And so there's definitely some deciphering that needs to go on to look at what's happened and what's the things that we are to look forward to be looking and aware of that are coming in the future. So there's a lot of names and places and empires that I could give you going basically from 11:1 through 17. To spare you a history lesson, I'm just gonna dive into the most important guy that we really want to focus in on. And he's a huge person in Jewish history, and that's Antiochus Epiphanes. But backing up a little bit, his dad was Antiochus the Great. And after being defeated in battle by a Roman general, this general took Antiochus Epiphanes as a hostage in Rome. And he grew up to be this dreaded persecutor of the Jews. I mean, he's the supervillain in Daniel 11. And he's the bad guy through the entire portion of Jewish history that we call the Maccabean period. He's the little horn referred to in chapter 8 of Daniel, and he tried to destroy the Jewish religion entirely. He was not in line for the throne. It was actually his nephew who was in line for the throne. But he assumed the throne, and he liked to refer to himself as Epiphanes Theos, which means God manifest, or the illustrious God, which is obviously some kind of ego trip on his part. But it's really interesting because he kind of turns out to be this type of antichrist or beast who will come at the end of time. And he embodies everything that Paul envisions as the man of lawlessness in 2 Thessalonians 2. Chapter 12 begins with the declaration that Michael, the great prince who protects the Jewish people, will arise, and there was going to be a great time of distress such as had never been seen before. And Jesus apparently believed that Daniel 12 was talking about the last days as well. And you can see his comments on that in Matthew 24:22. The archangel Michael apparently has the task of protecting Israel, and there are people whose names are written in a book, and it sounds very much like the book that's talked about in Revelation. This book with names in it has been mentioned throughout the Bible and the Old Testament and the New, and in Revelation 20:12. This is the book of books that will be opened to determine who will live in heaven and who will be cast into the lake of fire. By Daniel 12:2, Daniel announces a great resurrection leading to judgment. Obviously, this didn't happen in 160 BC, but that's obviously pointing to a future resurrection that's going to come. The idea of a general resurrection and judgment with the righteous being rewarded eternal life isn't a well-developed idea in the Old Testament, but it definitely is there. In Daniel's vision, at the end, he sees two men on the other side of the Tigris River, on the other side of the river, on the bank with the angel who was giving him this vision. And these two men ask the angel when these things will happen. And he replies with a time, times, and half a time, which apparently means 3.5 years, which is the remaining unused period of the 70th week, which will apparently begin at the end of time. Of course, Daniel is confused by this. And he's wondering what this means, but he's told that this prophecy is really concerning those who will come later, and that those who are wise will understand it when it comes. The scroll will be sealed up, but the last piece of information for those wise ones in the end is that the period of time from the abomination of desolation to the deliverance will be 1290 days, and then another 45 days after that, everything will be over. The prophecies in this chapter track from Daniel's day to the overthrow of Antiochus Epiphanes' reign, and they do so in incredible detail, as I mentioned before. I think that we should expect that when Daniel's vision skips out to the end of time, it'll be just as accurate as it was predicting all of these events, these rulers and kingdoms that would come after him, and that we can see really happened in history. I think we can expect that same kind of accuracy for the things that will come in the future. So we can definitely have somewhat of a clear picture of what to be on the lookout for. Granted, we won't know exactly what it'll look like, but if we are the wise ones that are on the lookout for what's coming, then we'll be able to see when these things happen. That's all I have for today, and I hope you enjoyed having this little history lesson about Daniel, and I'll see you guys tomorrow for September 25th's daily reading.